We've got news about NPR, the radio network you're listening to right now. Well, it's going silent on Twitter. It will no longer tweet from its 52 official accounts. And this comes after Twitter slapped a label on the main NPR account suggesting a false equivalency with state-sponsored outlets in Russia, China, and other autocratic nations. Later, changes by the social media platform did not convince NPR to stick around. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now to discuss. Hi, David.
Hey, Layla.
Okay, so tell us what led NPR leaders to make this decision to quit Twitter.
Well, think about what you just said. I mean, it's giving us this NPR, the same designation it would give to, you know, these propaganda outlets for autocratic regimes. NPR's chief executive, John Lansing, told me just ahead of the announcement that to continue gracing Twitter with official accounts denigrates our credibility and undercuts the work of our reporters. He points out, look, NPR is a private, nonprofit corporation. Our institution is independent of government and of other corporate ownership, for that matter. And, you know, it also, its board is constituted independently. We aren't influenced by governments in that way.
Yeah, and the false implication that we are is incredibly dangerous for our journalists working independently around the world. But speaking of labels, if you could just walk us through the labels that Twitter has used to describe NPR and how that led to this decision.
Sure. Well, first, you know, out of the blue, earlier this month, Elon Musk's Twitter designated us to be state-affiliated media, and that's that term that is applied also by Twitter to propaganda outlets abroad. Mm-hmm. When asked by NPR's Bobby Allen, our colleague who covers tech and covers Twitter, who's working on a story, he asked about this. Musk said, look, maybe I got it wrong. And he then changed, excuse me, NPR's label to government-funded. This was also unacceptable to NPR leaders. Less than 1% of NPR's funding comes directly from federal sources. And, you know, you can receive money from multiplicity of sources and still not be controlled by the government. Then the BBC posted an interview earlier today in which he was pressed by a reporter for the BBC, and he said he would change both the BBC's designation and NPR's to publicly funded. That's a change, but John Lansing tells me, our chief executive tells me, he doesn't have faith in Twitter's leadership. It seemed almost as though Musk was sort of negotiating with the reporters who were pressing him on his policy decisions.
Let's get into what this decision actually means for NPR. Does it hurt the organization's ability to amplify the work if it doesn't use Twitter? Does it need Twitter?
You know, our acting chief news executive, Edith Chapin, put out a note this morning pointing out how little amplification NPR gets from its stories, engagement it gets on its stories compared to places like Facebook, or if you think of NPR music, it does so much on YouTube. And there are other ways that we reach people. TikTok, Planet Money account is really quite popular as well. That said, it's been really useful to journalists. Mm-hmm. You know, you've watched activists using it to challenge authority. Presidents are using it to announce views. And I should make clear that NPR isn't stopping its journalists from using it, but it said that NPR was devoting too much resources to this as a question.
So what does this all tell us, these changing labels, about how Elon Musk is making decisions at Twitter?
It's sort of imperiously, erratically. He seems interested in learning more, but he seems interested in doing that after he's made it a lot of these decisions that have real repercussions.
On that note, you can find me on Instagram. Thanks, David. NPR's David Folkenflik. Thanks a lot.
You bet.